Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 417. We're up to the final film of the Rocky franchise. We're up to Rocky Balboa from 2006. Now we're going to be reviewing the director's cut version of the film. This was brand new for the 4K release of the movie. So anyway, I'm your host, Ash Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So this is the first time. Well, let's first talk about the original because the director's cut, they added 10 to 15 more minutes into the movie. So with that said, what was your first initial reaction? I know you saw this in the theater in 2006. First time initial reaction when you saw this in the theater?
Yeah, this was the only Rocky movie I have ever seen in a theater until that Drago cut came out. I went to the theater for that. I really liked this movie when I went to see it. 2006, dang, I was only 19 years old. So I thought it was cool how they did the boxing stuff where it was like HBO and they did it like real life pretty much. Like they treated it really like he was a real boxer. He was like, they had ESPN in there and they had HBO boxing. So I remember thinking, wow, this is like super cool. And I just remember really enjoying it. I literally haven't seen this movie in like at least 15 years. Honestly, I don't, it's not something I revisit much. Heck, I hadn't even seen like half of these movies since we did these reviews. So it's not like a go-to franchise for me at all. So it's been a while, but I remember liking the original version that I saw.
Yeah, this was the only Rocky movie I've seen in the theater. So I remember going to the theater and I was pumped. I was like, man, I was like, first Rocky movie to see in the theater. It's like, what the hell is going to happen? Like, why is he fighting again? So I was like, I was really intrigued to see it. Then the movie started and I was just like, what the hell? Got Maddie emotional because Adrian was dead. I was like, whoa, they went down this route. Like, oh my God. Then I will always remember this in the theater. The theater was packed. I don't know why, but the theater was packed, dude. It was mixed between ages. You had the hardcore Rocky fans with the younger crowd. Everyone knows who Rocky is. And that's the cool thing about the character. Everyone knows who Rocky is. You don't have to see none of the franchise. You know the character. You know what he's about, right? So that theater was super packed. But I will always remember the minute Paulie tells them the stuff in the basement when they were arguing in the alleyway.
Right.
And he goes, and he's like, the stuff in the basement. And the next thing you know, he goes, it's time to train. I would never forget the entire arena. The entire theater went nuts when they heard the original score and he starts running with the dog. Yeah. And then you see all the montages, which you're going to break down in the movie.
Yeah.
But I would always remember that because I caught goosebumps. I was like, holy shit. And you got into it because it felt very throwback to the original movie for a lot of people. And remember, this was directed and written by Stallone. So you're getting the creator behind the camera and everything that did, he did he did all the ones, right? Right through four.
He wrote all of them.
Yeah, wrote all of them. Directed 1, 2, 3, and 4, was it?
Or he
three
with someone two, else? 2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, and 4. Yeah. So he did those. And then Balboa. So, yeah. So
and this he was went during his little renaissance because he had this and then Rambo after that he also directed. But he hadn't, he hadn't directed or really written anything in a while. He had just been starring and stuff all through the 90s and early 2000s. So I remember when this came out, it was like Stallone's sort of like comeback vehicle, written, directed, starring, and then he did Rambo right after, which was also awesome. So yeah, it was like the Stallone-a-sance.
Yeah, you're right. And it was crazy because if you looked at the behind the scenes, Frank Stallone, his brother, was like, if you're doing the final Rocky movie, he goes, you got to do the directing and the filming because he goes, you know the characters. He goes, you know how you want to end it. Why don't you do
it? Wasn't Frank Stallone one of the singers in that little doo-wop group?
Yes, in the first movie.
This movie starts off with the singing. I thought they were going to show those guys again by a little a burning trash can.
Dude,
it was so weird.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so let's get right into this thing. How much money did Rocky Balboa do in the theater, right? Well, keep this in mind. This is only the theatrical cut, okay? $24 million to make.
Okay.
Which you can see because you're absolutely right. This movie has the HBO feel, real boxing. This is the only movie in the entire franchise that feels like a real boxing match.
Correct.
So $24 million, I think, went there. To the Las Vegas Gram or whatever the hell it was. Okay, $24 million, $155 million worldwide on the final film. Now,
that's good.
Rocky IV is the highest one in the entire franchise.
Yeah.
But this one actually is pretty good to end the entire
success. For a $24 million budget, it made like five times its money back. So, I mean, you can't even be mad about it.
No.
Almost six times. Maybe like six times. Actually, six. It made six times its budget. So, That's a success. I'm surprised there wasn't. I mean, we did get Creed eventually, but I'm surprised there wasn't Rocky and Pauly or something like that. You know, like another sequel or something with the son or something.
Well, this was a true ending. Like,
definitely, this should have been Rocky V.
It should have been Rocky.
Now we talked about that. I'm gonna lead with this. I don't care. When we reviewed Rocky V, we didn't hate it.
No,
however, when you watch this, you could be like, if it didn't exist and this was Rocky V, that would have been bad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, yeah, I agree. Okay. With that said, Rotten Tomato scores, what did they say?
Well, we're going way back up. way back up compared to the last movie. This has almost, this is impressive. So as far as critic score, it's a plus 46% from the last movie. This is a 78%. The last movie was in the 30s at 32. Mm. So a huge jump. Audience score is a plus 45. So the last movie had a 30% even. This is a 75%. So critics and audiences just about equal 78 and 75. But restoring the glory to the franchise, which had five, although we didn't hate it, I could see why people did. And critics and audiences did not like that movie. And this one is more, it's not the heights of Rocky 1, 2, and 3. Like those, as far as critically, but it's close. It did well. It came back. It was a good comeback, like just like the movie.
Yeah. No. It's a shame it wasn't in the 80s, but it's all right. Fine. 75 it is what it is. But you got to remember, you said something too. I think a lot of people were still having Rocky 5 in their minds. So when they saw Rocky Balboa, they were like, wait, don't tell me this dude is really coming back.
Yeah, last time I saw this guy, he was fighting in the streets.
He lost his millions of dollars.
He was doing karate sweeps, leg sweeps and stuff like that in the streets.
Yeah. So I could see maybe that hindered it a bit. Because you're right. Because if this went from Rocky 4 into Rocky Balboa, I think you would have had Tylea Shire would have been younger still, so she would have been in the film maybe doing... They might have maybe did the Creed storyline with her getting cancer, and then maybe she dies during the film.
I mean,
or
the funny
like
thing
that.
Is Tylea Shire, I think she in real life just passed away, didn't she?
She did? No.
No, she's alive still? I don't know. I thought she died.
Tylea Shire? No.
If she's still alive, then...
Did you just kill her?
Maybe I did.
You just...
Dang, I feel bad now. I could have sworn she died, but maybe she didn't. Let's see. Tylea Shire. No, she's alive. She's 78. So when this movie, and the funny thing is, like, on the grave in the movie, it says, you know, she was only like 52 or something like that. She could have been alive. I don't know why she didn't come back, honestly.
Well, we're going to talk about that in storyline. We can talk about it in storyline. All right, look, with that said, lead character, Rocky Balboa is back. Stallone is back as Rocky. Paulie, Burt Young is back as Paulie, an aged Paulie. And then his son, Rocky Jr., now is not played by a stage Stallone.
No, Milo Ventimiglia plays.
Yeah, another good actor. Good. So with that said, what do you take it away? What do you think?
They casted him because he has that lip thing like Stallone. That's why that's why they brought him in, because he has that funny lip. Okay, I gave the lead character of Rocky Balboa a 5 out of 5. I feel like this returned the character to glory for me. We just said it. If this was Rocky V, way better. Way better storyline to... Remember, so in that movie, they tried so hard to like make him down in the dumps again, to make him an underdog. And it didn't really ring true, you know? Oh, he lost his fortune, so now he's just a bum. It's like, well, I'm not buying that. Whereas here, he's just older, right? He can't box anymore. He's older. That's what people retire. That's, you know. And the funny thing with this movie is it's more relevant now than when it came out, because now you got like, you just had a fight with Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul, and he's in his 50s. He's 58, you know? This Rocky would have been like 53, 54 as far as like in the movie. So it kind of is relevant as far as an old boxer still boxing, you know? Anyway, I think this returned him to that everyday person that he was in the first movie without it feeling cheap, because age is something that is inevitable. Everyone gets older. You know, you're getting older right now as you're listening to this. Every second you get older. So you didn't have to rely on any gimmicks like Paulie signed a power of attorney to a guy and then, you know, all this kind of stuff. You're not training nobody else. He just like got this itch. You know, he has the restaurant. He walks around. He tells his stories. So he got a house. You know, he's not living in that rundown, crappy apartment anymore. He got a little house in Philly. He has a restaurant. It's not big, but if you notice in the movie, there's always people in there. Probably does well, you know, like good enough to survive. His son is out there working. Paulie is a drunk still. Still works at the meat factory. I give Rocky a 5. Paulie, I like him in this movie. You know, I really like the part where he kind of breaks down and he's like, he realizes that he didn't treat Adrian that nice, you know? Like, I didn't treat her good. I don't need to remember this. He's getting all mad. But I liked it. I thought I thought Burt Young was really good. As far as the son, I like Milo Ventimiglia. I think he's a good actor. I don't know. Some of that stuff didn't feel like, I mean, we did that in Rocky V, where it's like the son and him have like a Rocky relationship because a Rocky relationship because of Tommy. Whereas here, he just like, oh, I can't get out of my dad's shadow because my name is Balboa and everyone wants to meet him and they don't really care about me. I do like the part in the street though, where Rocky like really is like, listen, you man, this is what you gotta do. And he's yelling at, and he just leaves. He's like, bro, I'm going back inside. You do what you want. I love that. I really do. I like that they didn't make it where the son is the one that's like yelling at him and he's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. No. He acted like a dad at that time and I enjoyed it. So overall, I give the leads a 5. I thought the character stuff was great.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because this director's cut added more character development to all of them. Way more, well, again, a few more scenes extended, but I think they added more elements that made you like these characters more. I mean, they grounded them to more humanized versions of all these, and I liked it a lot. Rocky was really good. I thought he was back to like number one, Rocky one type of personality. Yeah. He's helping everybody, helping little Marie, right?
Steps.
What's yeah, steps? Steps. Yeah, and then Punchy the dog, right? He takes in a new dog, Punchy, yeah. Right? But Burt Ward for me, I bought Burt Ward as Robin from
Burt Young.
Yeah, I think he did a great job in this movie with the dialogues and the emotions. Very raw, like, because he's not a great actor, right? But very, he knows his character. He did this for a long time. And I thought it was very well, especially the extended scene. I thought they should have left it in the theatrical cut, but it's a cool thing that I got to see it in the director's cut is when he's in that alleyway and he breaks down to Rocky and he goes, I treated you bad and you stuck up for me. And I really felt bad. Like, I got emotional throughout most of the movies here and there. I got, my eyes started to water because that's how much emotions, you know, they added into the film that elevated everything. Like, that scene was really broke, like really, really broke down that character.
Yeah.
He talked about his sister, like, he, you know, his, you know, he treated her really bad and Rocky treats like shit. And he's like, I just want to move back with you. If I'm going to die, I'd rather die with you. And that was really emotional to me because Paulie and him were always together. Yeah. And Rocky was like, all right, you know, he let him go home through the back of the alleyways that were in front. He had a big thing of meat, which I thought that was funny. You know, he lost his job that he's been there for 30 years. Yeah,
he's like, where's your, right? They didn't give you a watch. I got a watch. I got two watches.
He's like, yo, Paulie, what's going on? Dude, that was
funny. I got two watches.
Yeah. So like, again, and like, that's pretty, like, I was like, wow, that's crazy. His son. My problem with his son is, again, cool, but what was the, I didn't know the riff, and I think that was, I guess they should have added a little bit of something in there, because like, I got it that, you know, he's in the shadow of Rocky, but that's not something to be pissed off at your dad about. You understand what I mean? Like, I got it. I get it. Totally understand it. But like, he was totally pissed, like really angry. Like, he's like, dad, promise me you're not getting into the ring again. And it's just like, you're sounding more like a whiny little bitch in my thing. Like, I didn't understand the drift. Like, I got it in part 5. Adrian died, but they still had this butting head drift, because then in Creed, he didn't get to see his son and his grandson, right? Because then they get together again in that end of what? Part 2, was it? He goes back and meets his son or something like that. So I don't get the drift there. I don't see the butting heads there. I don't know if because he yelled at him in the middle of the street got him really mad. Like, he's like, oh, no, hell no. You don't yell at me. But I mean, look, it is what it is. But I thought the son was really cool, but I just wish they did another route with the son thing. I didn't get that. But everything else I thought worked really well. And I think the little Marie thing was really cool because she was like the Adrian to him. So I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, yeah. I gave it a 5 also. Okay, main villain here. Huh. It's not really a main villain. He's like Apollo Creed type character.
He's like Apollo Creed, but even less. Because, okay, I gave him a 2. I could have given him a 1, to be honest, because I did not look at him as a villain. So it's played by, his name is Mason Dixon. Maybe the worst nickname there ever was, Mason the Line Dixon. The Line, that's what we're going with. Like, that's so stupid. I understand that the Mason Dixon is the line that separates, you know, the East from the West, but it's still stupid. Antonio Tarver plays him. Antonio Tarver, a real boxer. So similar to Rocky V, where they had Tommy Morrison, here they had a real boxer playing the character. His rise to fame in real life was, of course, he beat Roy Jones Jr., who at the time was like the best boxer in the world. And Tarver beat him twice, I think. So anyway, he acted pretty well. I mean, I bought it. He didn't feel like his performance not bad at all. I thought he was good. Obviously, he works great in the boxing scenes because he's an actual boxer. So that worked. But what did he really do wrong in here? Like, how is he a villain? He's not. Basically, everyone is mad at him because they feel like he's not fighting the toughest fighters. So then they do this ESPN thing where there's like a computer boxing match and it says Rocky would knock him out. You know, then his handlers are like, we need to make some money. You're not making enough money. Let's get the Rocky fight. Even the handlers are not. They're nice. Like, they treat Rocky. They go to his restaurant. He sits down. They shake his hand. They're like, look, here's what we want to do. Whatever. They eat. You know, yeah, they're trying to make money, but it's not like that guy in part five who's like, disrespect him. Go to his house. You know, like, do all this stuff. None of that happens. Like, they're like, hey, we're just trying to make some money here. You can make some money. We'll make some money. And so I struggle to be like, these guys are bad. The most villainous thing I guess he does is when they're at the weigh-ins and he's like, listen, man, let's not get hurt. I'll carry you. And Rocky's like, bro, I came to win. He's like, man, just don't do nothing crazy. You know, like, that's about the worst thing he does. Other than that, he doesn't do anything bad. I almost want to change it to a one, but I wrote down two. I'll stick with two. He gives him a good fight. So because of that, and he wins, you know, a split decision, by the way. He almost lost. I'll give him a two, but he's not really a villain. I didn't see him that way at all. I don't think he's a bad guy.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard when you do these type of movies, because sooner or later, you're going to get a character that's not a villain, right? We did Apollo Creed, really wasn't a villain, but then he became a villain in part two, right? Then you got Clubber Lang, is a true ass villain.
He's a villain.
Yeah. Then you got Dolph Lundgren, which is another villain, right? Then you got Tommy Morrison, really not as a villain, but he was a villain.
Yeah,
he becomes the villain towards the end. This guy is not a villain. This guy is just a straight boxer. Like, that's where he is. They just pretty much have a real boxer playing a boxer. Yeah. This guy is another boxer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a guy playing a boxer playing another boxer.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, for me, it's like, I gave him a one. You did a two, but I did a one. I feel like he was not menacing enough. He doesn't talk bad to Rocky at all. He doesn't treat him like an old guy. Like, if it was, let's say, Clubber Lang in this new version, he would have been picking on him because he's old.
Right.
He did not. Even when they went into the ring, he was just tapping him. I mean, he was hitting him for like 200. He landed a lot of punches in the first round, but he was just tagging him like boop, boop, boop.
Jazz.
Whereas a villain would try to knock his head off and be like, you know what? This guy is old and he's not going to, you know, so.
You're a dinosaur. Get out of my ring. If he would have said something like that. He doesn't. He never says anything like that.
Nothing. Even in, like, I thought he was going to become the villain when they were at the press conference. I thought he was going to say something when he got up into the podium. I was like, oh, he's going to say something crazy. He doesn't. Like, he doesn't say nothing. Rocky was mostly quiet the whole time. So for me, I thought it was like a lost opportunity here. I understand why Stallone went down this route, because he wanted to be a lot realistic to real boxing and blah, blah, blah. But you got to have a villain, and there's no villain in this movie. You're absolutely right. Not even the damn promoters were that bad. Even the boxing dude that trained him, the original one. He goes, you got to treat this guy with respect. He's gonna run right through you if you don't. And he, of course, ignored him. And then Rocky starts to like wail on. But yeah, I totally agree with that. All right. I gave it a one. You gave it a two. All right. Action scenes.
All right. I struggled with this. I'm not going to lie.
I struggled with this.
Okay. Let's start with the good and then I'll get into my struggle. Only one montage. Thank you. I didn't need five. One was good and it was a good one. The buildup to it is the best part, where Duke is telling him, he's like, you're old, you're dusty, you got calcium deposits on your bones. It's like, you need speed, you don't got none. You need this. He basically like tells him he sucks, and then he's like, we gotta have cast iron horsepower. He's doing the whole speech. He's like, let's build some hurting bombs. I said, oh baby, let's go. And then the music kicks in, and then he's, and I'm like, oh my God, it was a great montage. Honestly, one of the best ones, because it felt real. It felt like, that's true. This old guy, what is he going to do? He's not 25 years old anymore, right? Great montage. Fantastic. One of the best. The boxing. Okay. Here's where I struggled, because it's good and it's filmed realistic, which I actually appreciated. The problem is, from an action perspective, it's not very cinematic at all. You don't have, like he gets knocked, but it's less dramatic than the way they shot the original movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even the mute, like, there's no music. There's parts where it'll go to like that blue colored, and it's like, okay. And then it'll cut in a wide shot, and it's like you're watching a fight on HBO. So on one hand, I appreciated the different take on it. I did. I don't think it hurts the movie. But for this category, honestly, it could have gotten a 5. I haven't given any of these a 5, and I'm not going to start now. I gave this a 4, but I almost gave it a 3 because I didn't feel the drama during the fight because it's portrayed as a real fight, if that makes sense. So, but I do think they did it very well. So I'm going to give it the point, and I gave it a 4.
All right. So throughout this series, I gave 5s out. I think I gave it for part 3
and 4.
And 4, because those are the most cinematic fights in film. I agree with everything you said on this one. I was kind of torn with this one too, because when I was watching it, I'm like, I kind of like the fight in part 3, because Rocky just goes in there and wails on Mr. T. Yeah. Then I was like, man, I do like the Dolph Lundgren fight, but it was a little cartoony, but it felt like a movie. Like he has to fight through this big gigantic guy. He cuts him open and now it's no holds barred. These two are just going at each other. I was like, okay, cool. This one felt a little bit fake. And this is what I mean. In the beginning, he's tagging him, right? Round 1. He's a ding ding, right? Part 2 happens. Rocky can't even get a hit and he swings, he misses, right? And then he tags him and you're like, oh, then Anthony Tarver hits him. I mean, knocks him out. He taps him 1-2, dot, and he down. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, well, this is what should be a real fight would happen, yeah. Right? But then movie elements happen. And to me, that's where it took me. It didn't take me out as much, but it dropped me down and back. And I went, miraculously, he breaks his hand hitting Rocky.
Yeah, I hated that.
And I went, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I totally understand what's happening here, but you cannot miraculously, my man tagged him for 400 punches, and now all of a sudden he hits him once in his ribcage. He breaks his arm, and then Rocky just starts wailing on him. And I'm like, I understand he's the heavyweight champion of the world, but the rounds that Rocky was hitting him should have knocked him down at least 2 to 3 times. I mean, he was hitting him hard. And I mean, he was hitting him.
Knocked him down with that body. He had like 7 body shots in a row.
But other than that, Rocky hit him in the face, but like, dead clean shots, like what he did to Mr. T and Dolph Lundgren, and those dudes fell down. Yeah. This guy stood up, and I understand newer modern boxing, maybe they're more tougher, but there's no, I mean, he had to go down at least one more time, but he did towards the end. But at the end, they did that tagging back and forth to make it all dramatic. That's the only thing that hurt me, Nate. I'm gonna be really honest with you. I like the fight a lot because from a realistic point of view, this is the best looking fight in the whole Rocky. This is the best looking fight. But the one that I'm like into it, like I'm fucking going, yeah, let's go, Rocky, is 3 and 4. Yeah. Apollo Creed, not as much because like I told you, that fight felt kind of like we already knew Rocky was going to win that one in part 2. But in part 3, he got his ass kicked. He lost his manager. And we're like, oh, man, my man is training this dude to be a stone cold killer. And he did. He beat him mad quick. And I loved it because, like I said it at that and on that podcast, I said it. That was Rocky's peak in terms of speed, power, because of Apollo Creed training him. So we got that, like him in his peak form in the ring. But it just certain elements did that film Hollywood thing of him bringing his arm and miraculously. Nah, Rocky should have won this fight. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay, and I agree with everything you just said. And the worst part is because it did the Hollywood thing, but then filmed it in a realistic way, it made it less. Okay, if you're gonna do that, then go full on super cinematic with the fight, how you did in the first movies. You know what I mean? Because I hated that he broke his hand. And that happens in
me too.
Boxing. Yeah. That happens all the time. UFC, I've seen it. They throw a punch, break their hand, and then they can't use it. But I don't like that they gave it Rocky a crutch. If you're going to do that, then like, don't do that. Just let him fight and lose or not. But that bothered me a little bit.
No, it did to me too. I thought it should have happened towards the last 2 rounds, like round 8.
Yeah.
Of, you know what I mean? Like he lands a punch on Rocky and then he breaks. And then, you know, the black guy, Duke, screams at him and he's like, this is your chance. And then all of a sudden he just
work. Punch him in the arm.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're an iron train or something. Yeah. My favorite part. Okay. That was my gripes. Anyway, the training montage. I agree with you. My man Duke's motivational. Like everyone should record that and just listen to it when you wake up. Because man, this dude, and especially when he cracks his neck, he goes, Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I thought that was really cool to build up. And again, when that music kicks and you see him running and he's still struggling to pick up the weights. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, this is a true montage. And you saw Adrian, like flashes of Adrian in the montage. I thought that was cool. Even in the ring, when he gets hit and you see Mickey, you see Adrian's like tombstone and you see everything. I was like, this was cool. The only thing, again, Hollywoodism, when he gets up and he gets scared and he hear the Rocky theme kicks in. And I'm like, oh, this guy's going to win it. I was like, let's go. I mean, again, there's certain things I can nitpick, but in a sense of everything, this had everything you wanted in a Rocky movie. You got it felt like the first movie. But for me, this didn't work as much as I wanted to. I gave it a 4. I was really leaning heavy on 3, but same. I gave it a 4. I thought it was really great. And I think the positives was the HBO. That thing looked really dope. And honestly,
they had the real HBO announcers. You had Jim Lampley in there, Larry Merchant, yeah. Max Kellerman. Like, they did a good job with that.
Yeah, and we're going to do the Creeds in here because my wife was like, we're not doing the Creeds. I was like, we're doing it later down the road.
Like, she's on the podcast. We're not doing them.
Yeah. But I got to say, even with the Creeds, right? Rocky Balboa, I think, is the top peak in terms of boxing film, in terms of fighting. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Like, the way it's shot, Rocky Balboa right now is the top of the chain of that.
Yeah, did a good job.
It did a great job. It felt emulated just like a real boxing. Like, I can't think of another boxing movie that had all the works.
When you're talking about sports movies in general,
yeah.
It feels the most real to the sport that it's showing.
Portraying. Yeah, yeah.
If you think of baseball movies, basketball movies. Yeah, some have really good sports elements, but they're always that heightened. This one's not super heightened. It just looks like a real boxing match.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if you could psych somebody from the beginning where they show them walking in and you'd be like, oh, well, there's a pay-per-view tonight. You're going to be like,
yeah, you can tell them, bro, fighting? Did you see that one time when Rocky fought in real life? And they'd be like, what? Show them this.
Yeah. You ever see Stallone good in the ring with a real boxer?
Yeah.
And they really tag each other. Good. If you watch them behind the scenes making, he really tags Stallone.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's dope. But anyway, 4 for us to, okay, storyline.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really remember. Again, I haven't seen this movie in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the director's cut, there's different stuff. So I don't know if it was the director's cut or what, but I didn't love this one as much as I remember loving it. Could be the differences. It could be some changes. I don't know. I feel like the first hour drags on quite a bit. Like, I wanted there to be, like, okay, Little Marie. Cool. I don't mind it as a fill-in as for Adrian as far as, like, a female character,
mm-hmm.
someone he wants to help. Take care of, even though, you know, and what I do like about it is that they didn't make it creepy. It's not like he's hitting on her. You know what I mean? He's like,
yeah.
He's like, no, you know, I knew you when you were a kid. You live in a whole, she lives in, like, it looks like a crack house. She got a son. And he's like, you know, I just gives the kid a job. He wants to give her a job. And I do like that, but there's a lot of, and I'm like, okay, you're introducing a new character 6 movies in and giving them a lot of screen time. The stuff with Paulie, I really did like. But even, like, Little Marie gets more screen time than his son in this movie. And I think that is kind of a mistake, in my opinion. I feel like he should have been investing that time into fixing the stuff with the son more so than, like, with Steps and Little Marie. I don't know. And again, I don't remember if the original cut had this amount of stuff like that, but it dragged on. So then when you get to the end, the last fight's like, it's like half an hour. It's like half an hour as far as the whole segment, which is cool. But the movie, this version, is like 2 hours. So that means an hour and a half is like build up to it. And the boxing almost feels like an afterthought at a lot of times. You know what I mean? Like, his big comeback, why he got to get in there. It feels like it's on the back burner most of the time. And he's like walking around the restaurant and buying dogs. And I did like it, but I didn't love it. I did give it a 4. I think it's well written. And I like the character stuff, but I don't know. I think I might like the regular version better. I don't know all the differences because I didn't do a comparison, but I just felt like this one dragged a little bit, especially in the first hour.
All right, so I'll say this when it comes to that. I will say this much. The first movie did not have all this development. The movie was a quick pace here, pat, 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 pat. This one, they stretched it out. They gave you more character depth. They gave you more stretching certain scenes out, more like when he goes to visit all the spots where Adrian and him was, and he's talking and reminiscing and all this stuff. That's all stretched. It was, I remember from the original, was he went to the house, the original house, to the skating ring, and that's it. It was not all this other
stuff. He went to the pet shop here.
Yeah, he went to the pet shop. There was no pet shop in the other one. I don't believe it did. So for me, it worked. I liked it, but you know why? Because I like this franchise and I like these two characters, Adrian and Rocky's story. So I liked it. So for me, this was a cool independent style of Rocky, because it wasn't, you might be, maybe you could tell me this, yes or no. Mm. Wasn't 2000s that year was a lot, the year of like mad independent films, like massive. Like the rise of independence.
I mean, the mid 2000s. Yeah, there was a lot of that start. Kind of 90s was like the decade of when the independent film came to prominence. The 2000s right. is where they became a little more mainstream, a little more like popular.
Yeah,
so this kind of did. There are moments that did feel like that.
Yeah, because I feel like this movie is like that decade, like that generation of filmmaking, like that. Like he tried to make it independent, and I think it worked. To me, it worked. I like the story a lot. Adrian died. Like I love that whole thing. The director's cut, is it more superior than the theatrical? I will say this. If you're into more character development, more fleshing out of the characters, then the director's cut is for you. If you want to watch it as a straight movie or whatever, then the theatrical cut is for you. I like both versions, but I have to give a rating. So I'm going to give this a 4. Mm. I'm not going to give it a 5 because I wanted to see more stuff with Rocky Jr. and him butting heads or whatever happens. So, but yeah,
oh, I'm going to give it a 4. Real quick, the original version was 102 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was 116 minutes. Okay. So about 15 minutes of new footage.
Fluff, yeah.
However, apparently some of this was released on the Blu-ray as deleted scenes, and then they just put them back in. So it's not necessarily new like material, but it's new as far as being integrated into the film. So about 15 minutes, but I felt it. I feel like I felt the 15 minutes more without knowing specifically every single difference, if that makes sense.
I totally get it. Yeah. You know, there was one opportunity in this movie. I wish they did it, bro. When they're meeting the promoters.
Yeah.
And he tells him, oh, you know, Dixon wants to fight you in the ring and blah, blah, blah. And Rocky's like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I wish he used the line, brother. I wish he did it. He goes, I lost my best friend in an expedition match fighting, you know, Drago versus, you know, whatever. He's like, my body's not there to fight a real boxer. Like, I wish like a certain line like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's still like that death of Apollo is still in his mind going, you know, you get what I mean? You should
have seen him because he had flashbacks of everybody else. Mickey, he gets punched and he sees Mickey.
But you get what I'm saying, though? Like, that should have been like have a photo of Apollo and him on the back or something. And he's like, you see that match right there? That's the last time we ever fought each other because, you know, he fought Drago and got his ass beat. But yeah, I wish that was that cool opportunity right there to say, you know, I lost my best friend due to an expedition during another superior trainer. But anyway, yeah, 4 for me. All right, overall for you.
Overall, I gave it a 4. I think this movie's really good still. I think I might like the theatrical version better just because it's a little leaner, you know, a little bit more faster paced. But I'm not mad that we watched this version. It was cool. I think this is a great comeback for the character. Again, while Rocky V, I may not feel like it's a piece of garbage, I think this is a far superior film to Rocky V. It was also cool he brought back Bill Conti to do the music, which is, you know, the score here is really good. Stallone was great. He's great as Rocky. I actually liked his performance in this better than 5 for sure. And better than 4, honestly. Like he had more, because in that movie in 4, I feel like he had more like emotional sort of, like he seemed more like a human in this movie, because that movie's kind of a cartoon and this felt a little more realistic. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I gave it a 4.
All right, so I gave this movie a 4. I like this movie a lot. I mean, I don't have to give it a 5 to like a movie a lot, but I give it a 4 because I think this is a great film. I got to watch the theatrical cut again to see if which is the cut for me. But yeah. I think this is a way to end a franchise. He wrapped up every storyline. I love it when he says at the end of the boxing ring, he tells Paulie the beast is out, meaning that he's done with all this shit.
And he leaves before they even announce the winner.
Yeah. I think that was due to the real pay-per-view. Like they had to get everybody out. So
he's walking out there still reading the cards. And he's like, hey, yeah, I see he's waving.
Yeah. He's like, I don't care if I win or lose.
He almost won.
Yeah. He's like, I don't care. He's like, I'm out. But anyway, I thought it was really, it's a fantastic movie. I don't know where I will rate these movies. Honestly, it's a very toss up, but I know this would be top 3 for me in my ranking. I just don't know where I will land it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, so what's your total points?
Total points for me is a 19.
I have an 18. 1 point down.
That's because of the villain. I gave it a
10. Yeah, the villain stunk. Because if it was a better villain, this movie would have been in the 20s for us.
Probably.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, 18. So, all right, Nate, what's coming up next on
okay,
the
so next episode we got coming up will be female-led action movies, part 3. I think it's like our third time doing it.
Yeah.
The next movie will be Everly, starring Salma Hayek. And then, guess what? Rocky Balboa, the last movie of franchise, which means we're starting a new franchise. So a short one going with it. We did a 6-movie franchise here. We're going with a 3-movie franchise. And I'll be honest, I'm surprised we haven't done these yet because this is one of the more popular, like modern action franchises. We'll be doing the Liam Neeson starring Taken franchise. So Taken, Taken 2, Taken 3. I will tell you before we even review the, I have not watched these movies in forever. I remember really liking the first one. I remember not really liking the second one. And I remember hating the third one. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. If anything has changed now that we've reviewed 420 movies or whatever. Taken is, you know, it's interesting. I mean, Luc Besson, very European style action movies.
Okay, Taken. Haven't seen them damn things. I don't even know I know the first one. I seen it
that's
once.
The best one.
Yeah, I don't remember what the damn storyline is for 2 and 3.
All I remember in part 2 is that his daughter doesn't know how to drive or something, and then she has to drive a car. I saw it.
I don't
time.
Remember what 2 and 3.
Part
is about,
3 but. Is the one with the wife. I think his ex-wife. I think she gets taken. Bro, I don't remember. I've seen these movies. I've seen them all, but I only saw the 2.
Oh, no, wait. Okay. Part 3 was the one with Jean Grey.
Yeah, right? Franka Jansen, yeah, his ex-wife.
She gets killed, and they blame the taking guy. Yeah, remember the stepfather is like a cartel type guy or something. He does the accounting, and he drugged her to blame him, and it was like this whole, I don't remember that. I just remember they're in an airplane pad, in an airplane field or something like that. It ends in like in a field.
I don't know.
Well, maybe. We're going to watch it anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're going to be reviewing that one soon. So, yes.
Yeah, we'll piece together everything. Anyway, with that said, if you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlixMovieReviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, likes, and comment in your favorite episodes. We'll comment right back. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast providers. You guys can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Geeks, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.